Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt. Starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 19th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty put in place by the founders. Absolutely brilliant. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Man, we got a barn burner broadcast for you today. It starts out with a recap of yesterday's show, brought to you in part by, how would you like some incredible raw honey? How would you like orange-flavored honey? How would you like different flavors of honey? Oh, yeah, it depends on where it's grown and by who and how. And how would you like raw honey, not tampered with by your government? How would you like to have it shipped across the country at incredible prices? All right, you got to do two things for me to get that done. One, givemelibertyfund.com. Become a member today. Givemelibertyfund.com. You're creating a win-win-win situation for patriots and businesses and the proper role of limited government. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Secondly, get a hold of Kurt Crosby and say, hey, man, I am a Give Me Liberty Fund member, sir. And he'll give you an incredible discount on raw honey. Don't call him honey. Just ask about honey, okay? Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or smile and dial 801-669-2211 and say, hi, Kurt, I'm asking about the honey deal. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a quick recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. We talked about health care. Do you really care? Can Americans come together to find real health care solutions? The stated goals of an event would be to seek common ground, promote greater understanding, provide education, reduce costs, provide options, or highlight options, find solutions. If any group can find solutions and solve problems, it's we the people. GoFundMe.com/healthcaresummit is the event we talked about yesterday. GoFundMe.com/healthcaresummit. Are you willing to participate? Are you willing to put your money where your mouth is? Are you willing to be part of the healthcare solution? The Republicans have absolutely marginalized themselves to failure on this subject. What are we going to do? Are we the people going to have a say? All right, we need your help. GoFundMe.com/healthcaresummit. And let's see if we can't change the game on health care. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, joined us for the second hour. He's the author of Racism Schmacism. He's also the talk show host of The Political Cesspool, available Saturday evenings, syndicated by Liberty News Radio. More details at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We also had on our guest his co-host, Mr. Eddie Miller. They call him the Bombardier because he lets it rip with Christian ideology. Does a great job. Health care, do you really care? Yeah, we talked about the longer babies breastfeed, the more they succeed in life. Yeah, they are financially better off. The list just goes on and on of the value. Kurt Crosby, that's a recap of yesterday's show. News the networks refuse to use starts now. On that same subject, we hit the headline right at the end of the hour yesterday, and I wanted to get the headline in so people know the truth on this issue. But I also want to make sure that we really double down and talk about this because this is a critical issue. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. The longer babies breastfeed, the more they succeed in life, says the headline. There's a big old major study on it, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's correct, Sam, and it comes out of Brazil, which...
Brazil?
Well, I guess you could say it gives me some hope. Maybe they're a little less tampered
hope
with their data. You know what I mean. This is a Brazilian study of... they did 6,000 babies, and they went clear back to 1982.
It wasn't even racist, Kurt. All backgrounds.
Well, yeah. They say they found that those who were breastfed were more intelligent, they spent longer in education, they earned, I don't know if they were more intelligent if they spent longer in education, sometimes that doesn't match up. But anyway, and they earned more money. They say breastfed babies are more likely to turn into well-educated and higher-earning adults, according to this major long-term study. Now, I might throw in, ladies and gentlemen, that it hadn't been that long in America when we were telling people you're just crazy if you're breastfeeding babies. You got to use a formula, you know. Researchers, they say, down in Brazil, they followed these 6,000, well, they say nearly 6,000 babies from birth for the past three decades. Now, you can imagine the expense for the government to figure this out. But anyway, they enabled them for the first time, they say, to get an idea of the long-term effects of breastfeeding. Nearly 3,500 of them, they say, now 30-year-old adults, accepted an invitation to be interviewed and sit for what they call IQ tests for the purpose of the study. Those who had been breastfed proved to be more intelligent, had spent longer at school, and earned more than those who hadn't been. And the longer they were breastfed as a baby, the better they tended to be doing. They say, they talk about more in-depth study, but, you know, the bottom line is, I guess they're actually promoting breastfeeding, Sam.
Yeah, they say 6 months is the minimum that the World Health Organization recommends that mothers breastfeed their babies. They think that's a good number, right?
You know, what is amazing to me is I remember, I believe, a story by my mother-in-law, how her old doctor in the old days, I guess the idea of breastfeeding had come up, and the doctor said something like, those things aren't just to make your sweater poke out. But the bottom line is,
say this again.
The breasts were actually made for feeding babies, you know. I mean, that's one of the reasons for them. That was what the doctor
pointed out. I don't know that's why they were made, but it certainly is one of the reasons.
Well, but what I'm saying is that, you know, that's what the doctor pointed out to her. And, you know, when you think about the simple, basic things of life, what a wonderful thing that is between mother and child.
See,
and,
Kurt just hates women.
How great it is.
It just proves he believes they're barefoot.
To bless.
And, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. Right. You're right. Anyway, cool story.
It's cool to see the mainstream press admit the truth on occasion, is the point.
Yeah, yeah.
The longer babies breastfeed, the more they achieve in life, says the headline. It's already known that breastfeeding can increase a child's IQ by a small amount. The question is how much and what can be done. And they go down the list, Kurt, in this and say the minimum you should breastfeed is 6 months. My wife breastfed all of our babies for a minimum of a year with no other foods. And then breastfed for 2 years, including adding other things to the diet. And there's a lot of reasons health-wise to breastfeed. There's a lot of immunities that the baby gets when breastfed. The intelligence factor increases. There's so many benefits to it. And I'm glad to see that the medical establishment, or whatever you want to call it, is doubling down on acknowledging this reality. And I say good for them. Thank you for telling the truth on occasion. And, you know, I realize that on occasion, for certain reasons, that women are not able to breastfeed. And in that case, thank heavens we have other, you know, solutions to keep people healthy. The real important piece is the healthy outcome for mom and child. However, whenever possible, it certainly should be the go-to solution. And it's good to see them focusing on that, Kurt, because the truth is in the facts, huh?
Good point. And one other thing I wanted to throw in here is we have seen some evidence, at least some, scientific stuff or reports or whatever, studies where they actually say, that, breastfeeding actually helps the mother as well.
It helps with postpartum depression and discouragement a lot, number one. It creates bond between mother and child for another. Mom doesn't have to run around frantic looking for all kinds of formulas and breast pumps, and the list goes on and on and on and on. So there's plenty of benefits there for sure, Kurt.
Yeah, even if I remember right, I was trying to look it up to see, but it seemed like there's even been some reports about it lowering the risk of breast cancer.
That's true, too, yeah. Good point. It's healthy for the mother. So, it helps the mother, believe it or not, lose weight. It acts as a natural child spacing mechanism, too. Most likely when a woman's breastfeeding, she won't get pregnant right away again. Not a birth control idea, but really the Lord's way of kind of helping space children out properly and let mother's body recover and stuff like that. There's a lot of value there, too. And I support the breastfeeding movement big time, Kurt. I'm a little bit concerned, though, when women want to just be uncovered everywhere and breastfeed as if it's a God-given right to run around and be salacious about it. I reject that notion. But I do believe breastfeeding to be one of the great solutions, and that's why we focus on it, ladies and gentlemen. Rand Paul's in the news. We'll tell you about it in seconds. You, of course, are listening to Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on Liberty Roundtable Live, teaming up with your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we move along to the next piece about Rand Paul, as I promised, Kurt did find this other article just to kind of double down and make the point that he made earlier about breastfeeding and being good for the mother and reducing the likelihood of breast cancer, etc. Kurt?
Yeah, good point. You know, and yet it's not an American story. It's from across the pond, and so you'd have to hunt for it pretty hard. But they did a study on 750,000 women, which is you know, pretty good batch. Major international study, they call it.
I didn't know women belonged in foreign batches, press. But other than that, I'm with you.
Well, I probably threw that word batch.
Try group, Kurt.
But anyway, sorry about that.
They I've never heard of a batch of women that, before. Kurt thinks they're like
gaggle,
cookies.
You know? Anyway, but anyway, they say they found it was a powerful strategy. Now, what you say was a powerful strategy? Yeah, breastfeeding.
Well, I don't really think of it as I'm going to breastfeed my baby so I don't get cancer. I think of it as, you know what, that's God's way to feed children and God's way to bond mom and baby together, and there's all kinds of benefits to that as well. But I'm not sure I think of it as a strategy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was their words in the fancy study. Powerful strategy to reduce the risk of cancer, especially the most aggressive types of disease. They say experts said thousands of cases of cancer could be prevented and lives saved if Britain improved the rates of breastfeeding, which are the lowest in the Western world.
Well, there you
they
go.
Say just half of the mothers in the UK are nursing their child at 6 weeks, and just 1% follow the NHS. That's, the
National
Health
Institutes of Health.
Something, you know, advice to provide their child with breast milk only until 6 months. Official figures show.
My wife fed our babies exclusively with breast milk for a year, and then for a year after, introduced other foods slowly but surely, and after 2 years, quit breastfeeding. So there you go. That means I'm like in the super 1% majority leadership position, Kurt. That's me.
Well,
that's my wife. I don't really get credit.
One thing I would throw in here.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting to see that you know, governments say they kind of promote it and that it would lower disease, but you got to understand that, you know, the big pharmaceutical companies and et cetera, the big hospital companies, well, they, I mean, imagine if we had a whole bunch of lowering of disease. I mean, that would mean less money in their pockets, wouldn't it, Sam?
Yeah, so they're not totally promoting it, but at least they're admitting it now, whereas before they never even did that. You know, they used to try to tell you that, you know what,
good point.
The formula was better than breastfeeding because it was man-made and we knew all the nutrients that needed to be, and we, you know, we thought we were superior. At least we're admitting a secondary position to the Almighty for a change, Kurt. I kind of like that idea.
I do like that. And I remember a buddy of mine, he's a, well, he's a native from the Azores, you know, the Portugal area, speaks Portuguese. And I remember him telling me a story about how after he came to America and some of his, I guess, aunts had come here or whatever, and his mom was explaining to him that, hey, you know, we're more advanced here in America. We don't do that kind of breastfeeding stuff here, you know. I mean, we have formula, you know, that kind of thing. You know, it's just amazing what
well, I'm
what
into the Almighty's formula
means.
Just saying. All right, that's how we roll back to the. It's kind of like we're super backwards around here, you know. All right, Rand Paul, he's announcing stuff, Kurt. Well, he's not really announcing stuff. He's just announcing stuff about announcing stuff is all he's doing, Kurt.
Well, yeah, he's basically
this is far from news, though. Hasn't he been telling us this stuff forever and tinkering about this forever?
Yeah, good point. But, you know, he explained exactly when it's going to be. April 7th, he sent out that is when he's going to announce his presidential candidacy.
Or,
was there something else?
Yeah, maybe he'll announce that he's not running, Kurt.
Oh, okay.
Because if he's announcing that April 7th, he's going to announce that he's running and it's a for sure deal, then he already announced it, Kurt.
Yeah, but, you know, the way the dollar thing works, by the way, you know, with the whole federal government run for president game, you know, based on when you announce, you know, then and you have quarterly reports and all that stuff. They say his announcement, by the way, that was first reported by the New York Times, you're supposed to give them some, you know, love there, I guess. But they say it's time to be the day after the NCAA championship game. You know, it's a smart move simply because, hey, you know, you got
to. Yeah, if you don't announce it with sports, nobody will even know about it. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, it's got to be right after, or else, you know, everybody will be too focused on the game.
That's right. They'll be like, shut up, politicians. You know, sit down. We got a game. We got hot wings happening and a game here, buddy. Get out the way.
That's right.
Sit down, right? They'll be throwing apples
and
apple cores at their TV
know,
and
basketball. Yeah, that's right. And basketball is a pretty big thing, you know, especially the NCAA championship.
But if you're Kirk Cousins, you don't even have an apple core to throw at the TV because you ate it all. But hey,
good point. Yeah. They say it's going to also be during the 2-week Senate recess that comes at the end of March.
Yeah, we need those
Paul's
guys.
Paul's announcement date. That's his announcement date enables him, they say, to begin his official run.
That's the point
the
that I was getting at, Kurt. Is you got to make it official, even though you've already announced it, or it's not real yet, right?
Yeah, they say it's got to, and he wants to have it at the beginning of a fundraising quarter. That'll help maximize the time he'll have to raise money before his first report is due to the Federal Election Commission. Thank goodness we have those guys, so we have clean elections and no fraud. As a declared candidate, they say his finances will be filed and publicly available each quarter. Part of the success of his candidacy, they say, is going to be measured.
Hey, man, doesn't he know about bundling, Kurt?
Yeah, good.
Come on, you don't have to show your finances. All you got to do is put it into a bundling fiasco and run around the finance deal, and then he can garner as much cash as he wants, and it's all secret, Kurt.
Now, they say the Lexington Herald leader, good point, Sam. Anyway, reports that although Paul may still change his mind about running, invitations
See,
to this event have already been
might
sent
be
to supporters.
Kurt, that he won't run.
Yeah. Well, anyway, these invitations have already been sent out to supporters and Republican officials. Did you get an invitation, Sam? Anyway, they say Paul will also be, you'll have to look through your
mail. Well, they asked me for money, Kurt. Does that count?
Well, that's like every day. Paul will also be running for re-election to his Senate seat at the same time he runs for president.
Yeah, because he got the rules changed in his behalf.
Yeah. They say Kentucky doesn't allow candidates to be listed on the ballot for two different offices, but Paul was able to convince the state party to hold a nominating caucus, which allows him to run for both.
There you go.
So it's, you know, kind of a
So while the Republicans are against caucuses
whatever.
In Utah, they're for caucuses in Kentucky. Got it?
Well,
That's how
yeah.
it is.
Good point.
Now, by the way, I support caucuses, and I support letting Rand Paul do this. I'm just making a point that it's interesting that every time they want something different, they want to bend the rules to get it done. But in this case, I actually support less regulation, less manipulation, less rules, and I support a caucus system because I believe it gives educated people an opportunity to truly vet candidates, and there's checks and balances within caucuses that if you ignore caucuses and go straight to primaries that don't exist. So that's just my humble opinion. But anyway, we'll see. Rand Paul's talking about running again. We've been hearing about it for months and months and months. And maybe somebody one of these days will actually announce, like literally, officially, whatever term you need to use, that they're actually running for president. But so far, on neither side of the aisle, Kurt, nobody's done it yet, have they?
You know, as far as I know, no one's officially done it, so yeah. He'll be the first as far as I can tell.
Unless somebody else beats him to the punch. We'll tell you who in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt, news the network refuses to use straight ahead on your favorite radio station.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Kurt Crosby, somebody else might run for president who might beat Rand Paul, huh?
Well, maybe he'll trump him, huh?
That's a good point. Yeah.
he's, Donald Trump, he's really hardly ever threatened to do this before, but he's saying he's going to launch an exploratory committee. They say he's a billionaire, so what I'm wondering is maybe he'll just fund his whole thing. You know, remember they say it takes about $1 billion to be the president? Maybe he'll just fund the whole thing out of his pocket.
Maybe old Donnie doesn't have the money, Kurt.
You don't think so?
No.
Anyway, I do think he would like to be. He's never been president, and it's one of the things he'd like to do. You don't think so?
No, I think he just throws his ring in the hat over and over and over and over and over as the big spoiler to play games, to help his buddies, to keep the focus off those who want to run for president so they're not under so much scrutiny, to make sure that he promotes his investments every time he's in the limelight. Well, he may not be presidential material, but he sure is a good businessman, Kurt. And, he keeps his name in the media that way a lot and stuff. And I've never really seen a point-by-point platform laid out by him or what his goals would necessarily be. I never find any real substance that gives me true belief that he's really running for reals, Kurt. Do you? When do you really see that there's
But I agree with you about, just putting the Trump name out, in the media is
good for business.
Well, it's got to be good for business. He says in the Yahoo piece that I was reading about it, he says, I'm the only one who can make America truly great again. Anyway, they say it's a short step, before a formal campaign launch. This formation of this exploratory committee allows him to begin raising money and hire staff as he weighs a White House bid. They say he's already hired political aides in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. which, by the way, are the three first big contests. He said, I have a great love for our country, but it is a country that's in serious trouble. So we agree with him in, you know, many ways. He said that in a wide-ranging statement that called for rebuilding the nation's infrastructure, improving border security, strengthening the military, and improving the economy. He said Americans deserve better than what they get from their politicians, who are all talk and no action.
But again, well, here, when has Trump? Right? Well, wait, when has Trump been action, Kurt? I mean, he talked about Barack being an illegal alien. He hasn't really spent his hard-earned money to force a private investigation into this to really get to the bottom and lay out the facts. He hasn't really funded any of us talking about it. He's talked about a presidential bid over and over, but he's talked and talked and talked. Where has Donald Trump really put together any action on the political stage? I mean, is he ready to go to GoFundMe.com/help Richard Mack or help Sheriff Mack and fund somebody's medical bills? GoFundMe.com/help Sheriff Mack. Has he gone to GoFundMe.com/healthcare summit to take part in an incredible healthcare discussion, We the People style? Okay, what has Donald Trump done that's action? Not counting his, you know, growing his own portfolio, Kurt. But other than that, what has he done that's action? Do you know of a single item? The Koch brothers are known for taking action by putting their money where their mouth is, agree or disagree with their agenda. The fact is they do. Is Donald Trump in that same category, Kurt? I don't think so.
I don't remember him doing anything like that. Do you remember, it seems like he even, did we try to work with him about the CSPOA and
stuff like that? But how do you even get a hold of him, Kurt?
Oh.
The guy's so insulated, he's almost as bad as Glenn Beck about that, Kurt.
Wow.
Speaking of Glenn Beck, I brought him up for a purpose. Do you know what the latest from Glenn Beck is, Kurt?
He's kind of off the Republican bandwagon.
Well, not only kind of off, he quadrupled down. Okay.
Yeah, welcome,
Glenn Beck, I'm not a Republican. I'm out of the Republican Party. Yeah, radio and television personality Glenn Beck. He spoke to a gathering on Saturday where he flat out said, I just can't take it anymore. I cannot be part of the Republican Party. The former Fox News host and Thunder on the Blaze says he's become so disillusioned with the Republican Party that he can no longer support what they do. Now, Michael Savage has made such inklings in the past as well. Kurt, even Rush Limbaugh said, I don't know that I'm going to be the water boy for the Republicans anymore. And they've all kind of said this. And this is kind of where I go with this, Donald Trump and all these people. Okay, Glenn, I appreciate that you're not going to be part of the Republican Party anymore. In fact, I agree with you 1,000%. Now, Glenn, how can I get a hold of you to partnership for the next step? If you're against the Republicans and the Democrats now, or not with them, because you don't believe in what they have to say, what are you going to do? Are you going to join the Constitution Party? Are you going to join the Independent American Party? Are you going to join the Libertarian Party? Are you going to help fund candidates on the third party? Are you going to help us with our healthcare summit? What are you going to do now with your time and your money and your efforts now that you're not a Republican? Are you going to apologize? And are you on Ron Paul's bandwagon now in terms of ideology and beliefs? What are you going to do now that you've announced this? See, Michael Savage ran around and said, you know, we got to start a third party. We got to do this. We got to do that. But it's never materialized. It's never been taken to action, Kurt. It's never been a bold initiative with a laid out plan. There's never been leadership provided. Okay, same thing with Glenn Beck here. I appreciate that he's out, that he's disillusioned, and that he's frustrated. I get that. But beyond the rhetoric stage, is Rand Paul going to take action? I believe he will, Kurt. I mean, look, the guy's a well-known physician. The guy's ran for Senate and become a senator. Now he's got bold ambitions to run for Senate and the presidency at the same time. Like or dislike every ideology of Rand Paul, the fact is he puts his money, his time, his effort where his mouth is. I don't see the same from a Donald Trump or a Glenn Beck or a Michael Savage or any of these people. They're nothing but full of hot air, Kurt. They babble and talk and complain. And okay, what's Rush Limbaugh done now that he's not going to carry the water for the Republicans anymore? What's Rush Limbaugh done to elect good, honest, wise people to office? What have they done to promote a third party or to somehow reject the partisan divisionary politics based on factions and divide and conquer? What have they done to bring Americans together under under the same ideology. Now, Glenn Beck, in his defense, had a big old religious summit, if you will, where they all went to Washington, and he said it wasn't about me, and it's not about business. It's about talking about God and about a repentant heart and attitude and nation. And I agreed with that whole message until you launched the blaze on the back of that big old fiasco. Then I figured for Glenn it was all about money. Nevertheless, what have they done that's been substance, Kurt? Can you think of anything? I got to give Rand Paul credit.
Yeah.
Rand's done a lot of stuff. You know, Mr. I don't agree with him on everything, but he's done a lot of stuff.
You know, I agree with you. Mr. Trump has been a lot of hot air, you know.
But what has Glenn Beck done in terms of substance? I mean.
Well, you know, I heard him talk, and when I do travel occasionally, when I, you know, I mean, you know how it is in most places, the force-fed certain news hosts or talk hosts, you know, the standard ones. And I heard him talking. I usually hear him once a month or something like that. And he was saying that he was now off the Republican, you know, bandwagon. And I thought, well, welcome to the club, Glenn. And then I did hear him say
that. My thought was better late than never, bro.
Yeah. and you know, he said that that's
why
right.
Give him credit though, Kurt. He's right though.
Started the whole 9/12 thing. I agree, and that's one of the main reasons to bring it up. You know, he said that's what they wanted to do with the whole 9/12 thing is work within the Republican Party, but you know, he just felt like, man, there's just no hope there with the whole you know, big shot in the Senate, you know, torpedoing guys like Mike Lee and Rand Paul and, you know, Rubio, et cetera. Anybody who's, you know, willing, Cruz or whatever, willing to do something that should be done in America gets, you know, nailed by the insider Republicans. But anyway, he said he's not going to give them any more money. Now, he did say that Scott Walker had not returned his calls or, you know, they hadn't been able to get a hold of him yet. Glenn had said that they hadn't been able to get Scott Walker on the program yet.
Right, so
maybe it was just...
Let me ask Glenn a question.
Yeah.
You know, now you know how it feels, brother. When people try to get a hold of you and they just can't, no matter what they do. Now you know how it feels for a change. Hey, maybe Scott Walker's not interested in talking to you. Maybe even so belligerent, so bombastic against others to the point where Ron Paul didn't want to go on your program for the same reason. Maybe Scott's just like, nah, Glenn Beck will be goofy. Well, Glenn, now that you've come to your senses, maybe if you turn over a new leaf and a couple of people can get a hold of you and you build a solid reputation in the real constitutionalist movement, hey, we'll be glad to help, my friend. How would you like to come on Liberty Roundtable? Maybe I can help you out, Glenn. All right, just saying. Back in seconds, Liberty Roundtable Live.
We have a special seminar for you on Friday, March 27th at the Get Prepared Expo. From 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, spend the day with USA Prepare's senior instructors, Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. There you'll learn about the three major game-over events and their likelihood, and most importantly, what to do about them. Events so powerful that they can end life as we know it. Yes, they're real, and our senior instructors will guide you to safety. This seminar is limited to the first 100 who purchase tickets on the website, getpreparedexpo.com. Your tuition for this special seminar is $85. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. This is an in-depth, all-day seminar, and you're encouraged to take notes. Note-taking materials are provided. Food and beverages are available all day at the Get Prepared Expo, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets. Perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our 0 degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so Glenn Beck wants you to know that he's not a Republican anymore, and he's trying to get a hold of Scott Walker. Now, let me ask you a question. Scott Walker's a Republican, Kurt. Do you think rejecting the Republican Party and then trying to call a Republican to get him on the program at the same time might have anything to do with the fact that Scott Walker's not really available for Glenn?
I was wondering what you thought about it, because it would seem that he'd be kind of promoting that. But anyway, I guess by him saying he's not going to give him any money, you know, even though if he gives some, coverage, then, that would be part of it. Who knows?
That banter of trying to get a hold of Scott not calling back, and that'll provide a lot of good media stuff, for a while. It'll keep everybody in the limelight and everything else. So count on that, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Scott Walker's got the limelight for not calling Glenn back, Kirk.
Well, that's right. And Scott is, the evil, I guess you could almost say the evil Satan up in Wisconsin, because according to one headline, the headline reads, "Schools plan massive layoffs after Scott Walker guts funding." Now, I always think the phrase gutting funding is pretty interesting when it comes to government. Now, if you've got a deer or you've got a fish, Sam, it's typically, quite a change in the size of the item. I mean, there's quite a bit that comes out, but the phrase gutting and government doesn't seem to typically go together, in my opinion. When you look at this story, you could tell by the headline that it was not what you'd call Walker-friendly. Right? It certainly wasn't his, written story just by him. They call it Think Progress is the source of the story. And, in there they talk about how Wisconsin kicked off these series of hearings on his proposed budget that would slash this, about $300 million from the University of Wisconsin system. Yes. Over 2 years, by the way. So that's, 150.
Well, so the unions hate him and the government's supposed to hate him, Kurt. So what? Maybe he got to reject the Republican Party. Maybe we got to have a Scott Walker / Glenn Beck leave the Republican Party, run as a third-party team, Kurt. What do you think?
Well, yeah. They say it would funnel, this thing would funnel hundreds of millions of bucks to a pro basketball stadium. Yeah, because, those guys
Glenn's
are always hurting to, do
so
that.
I'm
sure, who knows. They say it would cut deeply from funds for health care, food stamps, and public media. Now, remember, public media would be your NPR, all that kind of stuff.
But
know,
again, I submit to you, I bet this is all propaganda, though, acting like,
well,
hey,
that's, I agree.
He's against the government school, but he wants a basketball arena, you know, and come on. I'm not convinced Scott Walker wants that at all. In fact, if Scott wants to call us and get on the program, we're more than welcome to have him, even if he is a Republican, by the way. Well, let me just try and get this right here. Let me see if I can do this. You ready?
Yes.
How do you solve a problem like Ben Carson? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, good point. That's what they're saying about Mr. Ben Carson because, you know, he's, well, they say...
How do
you
break
the
rules and shut him down? Isn't that how you do it?
Okay. Well, they say in the GOP, he's one of the hard right candidates.
Wow, the right candidates, huh? Well, I don't think Ben Carson has a snowball's chance to win, Kurt. That's what they always like to tell you, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. That's what they
and
like
so,
to
say. And so, for sure, with that kind of rhetoric from the mainstream press, then he won't win, Kurt.
And these, well, good point.
They tried to do that to Rand Paul. Mainstream... Remember, everybody's first and third, but nobody's on second. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you mean Ron Paul, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, and
but I bet they'll do it to Ben Carson, and I bet they'll do it to Rand Paul, too.
Well, they did it already at CPAC when Rand Paul won this time. They talked about how Scott Walker and Ben Carson had amazing showings. You know, just kind of forgot to talk
By
about
the way, Rand Paul's speech at the CPAC was incredible, though. It was very good.
Yes, I agree. Good point. But anyway, they say in their headline about Ben Carson, it's pretty telling. As they say, can mainstream Republicans stop him? Now, what's a mainstream Republican, Sam? What would one of those look like exactly?
Oh, it might look like a John McCain. Might look like a Mitt Romney. Might look like a Rick Perry. Might look like, I could go on. It might look like a Bob Dole.
Would it be
might
kind
be a
of a
Bush, one of any of the three, take your pick, or four, or how many?
One of those guys that Jeb Bush told, please don't send in more than $1 million for this, time period. One of those guys is what I'm thinking. But anyway, they say his chances of victory are minuscule. And now, I think it's pretty interesting, when
you
do that presentation.
Enough, sure it is.
Yeah, when you do that presentation about he who owns the media makes the rules, how do you think there was ever a headline about Obama that said his chances of victory are minuscule?
Or Clinton?
Now, and
because
if there were...
Because we knew about neither of them before, Kurt, before they made them household names.
That's right. But if you think back about Ben Carson and Obama, remember, they both got the... the race card should be sort of working for him. But when you see a story like this...
Hold on.
Well, that's right.
Obama plays the race card. Ben Carson doesn't, number one. Number two, hey, if you're liberal and promote abortion and pro-death and destruction of all we hold dear, and then you get the race card and you get backing from the mainstream press. If you, on the other hand, stand for conservative principles, I mean, really, Ben Carson's nothing but a white wannabe, nothing but a Christian, extremist, white wannabe conservative that hates women. See what I mean?
Yeah, there's even a term in the, African-American or black world where they call him, Uncle Tom? Because then they've kind of left the plantation and kind of... gone off with a massa or whatever.
And betrayed the whole
human cause,
Kurt.
And yet you learn the story of Ben Carson and all that stuff.
And by the way, in that story are the seeds for solution, Kurt.
Yeah, seeds for success. That's one of the great reasons to promote him. Not that he's perfect, when I don't think any of the candidates are, but boy, just imagine if one candidate said, okay, you got to pick somebody to be president. So let's say you pick a Scott Walker, and then you have a Rand Paul as vice president, and you have a Ben Carson as, chief of all the
medical
department.
Just put Ben Carson to figure out health care, Kurt.
Yeah, a health care czar. Then you got Ted Cruz. Let him take care of the whole border.
Bust out and put Edwin Vieira in charge of shutting down the Federal Reserve
system.
Hey, come on.
I mean, you know, you just go on down the list and you get all those guys. You might even have I was trying to think of what Trump could do.
Just get that guy out of the way. In fact, he could dig up on the birth certificate and create accountability for that. All right, vaccine refusals are in the news before the end of the hour, Kurt.
Well, good point, Sam. You know, and the whole vaccine thing, well, you know, it's rather interesting. They say it's what helped fuel Disneyland measles outbreak. Now, I always think it's so interesting when you look in the details of this study. I don't know how they can figure that out, but you're just supposed to look at the headline here. You're only supposed to understand that and know that, hey, if you refuse vaccine, it's your fault that anybody is sick, Sam.
And if you try to dig into that, Kurt Crosby, you don't have a degree in that, do you? You're not an expert, are you?
They'll just go down
with their goofball agenda, not even talking about the facts or the issues or the reality in the discussion, but just marginalizing and manipulating and attacking and, you know, personal vendetta kind of a stuff. They're not at all interested in the truth. Look, how do they know that? And truth is, vaccines, once someone gets vaccinated, they're toxic for several days. They don't want to tell you that, but if you study it, you'll find out it's true. And a lot of people were vaccinated when they were young, but they didn't get their vaccines updated. So even though they're vaccinated, they still could be carriers and spreaders of the disease. Okay, there's evidence about this everywhere, but they're not going to admit the truth. They're not going to tell you about it.
Good point.
Okay, not only that, who funded the study, Kurt? Can I ask you that question?
Well, yeah, you don't want to dig too deep there, Sam, because the sellers of vaccine might have a monetary reason they would want to promote this.
Or a control reason. Nobody can get off the reservation. I'm a vaccine Uncle Tom, I guess, Kurt. I'm just off them, you know?
Sam, that's right.
All right, Kurt, Starbucks is in the news. They're doing some strange stuff. I guess they're not loving the IT portion of things, are they?
Starbucks. Good point. Starbucks and McDonald's, when the whole loving it thing, but they're overseas, they have filters on their online access at the places so that people can access porn. And there's a group that's trying to force them to do that here in America.
Well, I don't know that I'm into the force plan, but I think it'd be a good idea if they'd do less sex and less promotion of those things. And the more moral they're... stands, the better off they are, Kurt, and the better off we as society will be.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Do you want to turn your phone into a radio? It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Will you get involved and help us? LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.